Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Personality Types, Shir number 29. We're going through the 16 personality types. Again, as you listen to each description, you'll get an idea of whether it's yourself, whether it's a loved one, a parent, a child, a spouse, business acquaintance, and Rebbe, Talmud, so on and so forth, which will give a lot of insights into people, giving them the benefit of the doubt about behaviors and understanding where it's coming from and understanding differences and create a degree of shalom and goodwill. Remember, it's not to put people in boxes. It's more to understand human beings are complex and we're subject to change and working on our midos in different ways, but we still have base personalities that are to be respected and valued. So now we're going to go through the NT group. INTJ, which is introverted, which is to yourself, quiet, intuitive, which is theoretical. T is thinking based on logic. J is judging based on closure and structure. So INTJs are builders of systems, builders of theoretical models. They have an NT intelligence, which is extremely valuable. And they have that J devotion to the law, which makes them excellent dayanim, excellent paiskim, excellent thinkers, deep thinkers. They're introspective. They focus on possibilities. They are pride themselves on logical conclusions that they have. That's the N and the J aspects to it. They can stay away for a long period of time, and they could be alone for a while and not suffer terribly from a lack of relationships. They don't need that warmth and connection as others. So again, in marriage that and friendships that's needed, that could be a challenge sometimes. They are like INTPs because they both like logic, but the J aspect of it makes it more concerned of future consequences of the applications of the new ideas. They test it for usefulness. They have that single-minded drive for completion. That's the J. Focuses on the I, on the long-term consequences. They're very private people. That's the I. They preserve a psychological distance to the outsider. It may seem to other people that they're cold, unresponsive, or dispassionate. Again, that's the T that comes out. They are like other eyes, their emotions are hard to read. They tend not to express their emotional reactions. However, they are sensitive to signals of rejection. They drive others as hard as they drive themselves. Those around them may feel that they don't really exist or incapable of satisfying the INTJ's demands. At work, people come and go. It doesn't faze the INTJ because their loyalty is directed on the institution above and beyond the individuals. And like other J's, they're confirmed and consistent disciplinarians with their children. Their motto is very often that everything has room for improvement. They have an inner rich world of endless possibilities. They're the better, they think of ideas, words, plans, designs, and everything can be improved. And even the best could be better. That's the INTJ's motto. They have a propensity for organization. They can often rise to the top of any system which they find themselves. They're big picture people. That's the intuitive. INTJ, there's more forest than merely trees. That's the NT aspects of it. They see the big picture. They follow through, which is the judging. They have a high completion rate in many of their undertakings. That's the J, because they close things out and they do it. They are one of the most independent of the 16 types that are here. They have a certain way of doing it. Again, they often seem aloof. Sometimes they can be argumentative. For INTJ, those behaviors are just a result of their attempt to stimulate the world around them. They can feel stunned and hurt when others accuse them of being distant and uncaring. Because ironically, their caring, is really there. But so they take offense when they're told they're not caring. INTJs sometimes learn by arguing. The problem with INTJs is that even if they want to, in their minds, have a friendly discussion, others may perceive it as hostile, even obnoxious. Statistically, there are more male INTJs than female INTJs. The INTJ female independence, their intellectual aloofness, their argumentative style may result in them feeling out of step with the traditional female qualities. Again, this is very, very important. Because yes, men and women have fundamentally, stereotypically, and generally speaking, different major differences. But INTJ females are not the typical female. And if someone's married to one, or has a child as one, or a parent as one, or a sibling, and so on and so forth, one needs to realize that they may behave differently than the typical female stereotype. The I makes them less, you know, if you say women generally are more talkative and communicative with friends and family, INTJs, the I of it, seems less so. If women are often practical because of their child-caring skills and their down-to-earth ways, an N is not so. If a female generally is known for their warmth and their emotionality, the T is not so. And the J makes it very structured. So many, many females are. But the idea is that some of the 16 types are go opposite somewhat of the normal stereotypical gender, and INTJ is one of them. As parents, INTJs relentlessly pursue the self-improvement of their children. They become a model for that themselves. They encourage a child's independence, their self-sufficiency. They may seem by others as uncaring or as affectionate, but that is the ultimate caring to them. They teach their children to stand on their own, and the parents allow the child sometimes to dive into their deep waters. Other parents may find it risky, you know, but INTJ, this issue of comfort or fear is not relevant. They want to teach them how to swim, you know, figuratively and literally, the idea of that Chinese proverb is INTJ-inspired proverb, which is give a man a fish and he eats for a day, teach him how to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. So they're big at building their own independence and the independence in their children. But again, if they pressure a lot, it could be a strain on their children, depending, especially if they're a different type of personality. INTs, if they're children, they crave that independence as much as their parents. And so they need to really do that. Sometimes they can be underachievers who score well on tests, but are not stimulated by the day-to-day class learning. They need that stimulation. So the idea is that INTJs, they strive to stretch themselves and work on themselves in major important ways. So to summarize certain aspects of what we talked about just now, they're intellectually curious individuals, INTJs. They have a deep-seated thirst for knowledge. They value creative ingenuity, straightforward rationality, self-improvement. They're logical. They're quick-witted. They're able to think for themselves. They have an uncanny knack of seeing right beyond phoniness and hypocrisy. And they could perform profound and intellectually stimulating relationships that they deeply treasure. They're a pioneering independent spirit that they have within them. People with INTJ personality types independent to the core, and they want to shake off other people's expectations and they want to pursue their own ideas. They don't mind acting alone. They prefer their own company most of the time. They don't like to wait for others to catch up with them. Again, to an outsider, that may seem snobby or stoic or uncaring, but that's not true. They feel deeply. When things go wrong or when they hurt others, they're personally affected by it. Just it doesn't come out on the outside so much. They have a thirst for knowledge. They could be the boldest of dreamers. They could be the bitterest of pessimists. They don't just learn new things for show. They enjoy expanding the limits of their knowledge. The social frustrations with the INTJs, because they're not, like we said, not known to be their, they're not the warm, fuzzy type. They prioritize rationality. And they crave the social interaction, but they want to surround themselves with people who share their values or share their priorities and their interests. And they're full of contradictions in a way. They're imaginative, but they're decisive. They're ambitious, but they're private. They're curious, but they're focused. So that is the concept with an INTJ. The strengths and weaknesses of INTJs. Their strengths, they're very rational. They can devise inventive solutions to even the most difficult problems. They're very, very well informed. They're evidence-based. They don't base it on hunches and half-baked assumptions. They do research and analysis for everything. Even in the face of disagreement, they will get to the truth. They are very, very independent. They're creative. They're self-motivated. They're determined. And they're very, very curious to new ideas. They're open to new ideas. When facts prove them wrong, they're happy to revise their opinion based on the new knowledge that they have. They're very original. They're very original, very interesting, very inspiring. Some of their weaknesses is sometimes they could come across to be arrogant. They may be knowledgeable, but they're not infallible. Sometimes they're dismissive of emotions. That's the T of the NT. They could get impatient with someone who seems to value feelings over facts. For an NT like an INTJ, they may disdain that. But unfortunately, if they ignore emotion, that's their bias, and that could cloud their judgment. Sometimes they could be overly critical. The criticism could be unfair sometimes. They could be combative at times. And socially, they could be often clueless. And again, in a marriage relationship, it's very important to develop those weaker aspects of their personality, to develop the extroversion a little bit to spread out the warmth and the values. They need to go for, you know, down to earth somewhat to go to their spouse that way. They need, if they're a T, which they are, they need to work on their healthy emotional warmth as well. And if they're a J, which they are, they need to be more open-minded and more flexible. So, but the idea being is if you're married to an INTJ or if you have a relationship that you find them difficult in their aloof manner, you need to recognize that they're not always ready to share their feelings, but it's a mistake to think that they don't have feelings or that those feelings don't run deep. It's very important to recognize that. They could be real special friends to people. They're sharp-witted. They're darkly funny. You know, and they may be difficult to get to know. They seem to the outsider sometimes as antisocial or unfriendly. But if you get to them and you connect with them, they can be real deep, wonderful friends. Especially they thrive on, they care about depth and quality. So they may have like a good few friends rather than a large group of acquaintances. And they prize their independence, but their friendship is important. So they have to struggle because they're not comfortable with the emotional comfort connection part of it, and an INTJ needs to work on it. Parents that have other types of F types of kids, feeling type of kids, the INTJ needs to work with that. You know, they want their children to be capable of self-reliant, but if they push them too far too quickly, that's not healthy, so they have to try to balance that. And sometimes an INTJ is not comfortable with displaying affection, but it's very important both to children and to one's spouse to display that affection. And they need to work to that. So like every personality type, they need to work on the opposite aspects of it. Professions, they are architects. They're in the workplace. They're known for their competence. They're effective. Their effectiveness. They're not just satisfied with doing a job. They go a step further and contemplate how to improve their job, how to make them incredibly valuable in any improving operational system. They value resources, grit, insight, and creating great concepts and ideas and so on and so forth. So all of this is important to know about an INTJ. The ones in the yeshiva world are the ones that are very deep into, again, the Paiskim, the Dayanim, and sometimes these deep Hashkafic people are very often INTJs. And it's a specific, beautiful personality type, just like all of them are, that needs to be cherished and valued. And again, the healthy balance is always the key. The healthy balance is always the key. And they work through discovering themselves and making the best of themselves. Like with every type, they can really thrive and be very, very special. Bracha v'atzlacha.